Personally, I believe the 75% local content helps to develop the industry in Zimbabwe and also helps to develop the artists, because you realize that when 75% local content was implemented between 2002 and 2005, this is when we had lots of artists setting up, the young artists that we have today, because the problem that we have with Zimbabwean artists is that they need exposure. They cannot compete with Nigerian music. They cannot compete with American music or British music. So they need the deliberate policy to push them so that they can also be recognized. Because many people in Zimbabwe prefer foreign music. And as long as foreign music is played really mainly in our radio station, local content will never be given any time, and local artists will never develop.
Most people in Zimbabwe would prefer to listen or to watch content that comes from, especially the United States. Why do you think it's like that?
There are two issues. One, the music from foreign countries or United States is always pushed vigorously and marketed, when the other thing is quality. As we are saying that our industry is not developed much, government does not support people in terms of funding and money, and therefore we tend to have music that is poorly produced, videos that are poorly produced. Films that are done by one man, one camera, and people who really don't know what to do. Because I'm sure many people have not gone through the film school who produce videos. So you find that amateurs are the ones who are producing the films, they're producing the videos, they're producing the music. Then at the end of the day, the quality is very bad. But given time, these people can then learn how to be professional. They also need government subsidies, government loans and support to make sure that they are able to work with experts so that they can produce quality.